to the patio.
Chilling on the patio, life ain't slow. Big tea popping bottles, let that bourbon flow. Father Fortin Bears grilling food on deck. Gary Poppins with the jokes, hard to forget. DWs in the corner, DJ on the beat. Bourbon herb, mixing drinks, nothing too sweet. Sunsets, painting skies in a fire red hue. Patio vibes, when you know the new crew. We got the patio life, good times feeling right. Bottles up, cheers tonight. Yeah, we live that patio life.
You're not on site.
That's okay. They didn't get to see my pretty face.
That's okay.
They can hear us.
As long as they can hear
us,
that's all that matters.
Wes, why didn't you tell me that? You stand your damn phone. Everybody really just tunes in to listen to our beautiful voices.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Wes, how are you today, my friend?
I am doing wonderful. I've been mowing the yard all day and doing
your yard is not big enough.
He changed the oil twice.
Today. I still got to maintain it. I still got to keep it.
Maintained?
Yeah, maintain it and cut.
Did you fertilize it too?
I'm glad it didn't.
Jeez.
But yeah, out there in the heat.
Gary's about to tell you something, man.
I fertilized my yard 1 year.
Gary's over here talking.
It looked like if you cut it, it would bleed green.
I want to. Back in the day when we lived in Omaha, a long time ago, I decided to keep up with the Joneses 1 year. And I was like, you know, this first year,
been there.
I'm going to fertilize my yard. And after like 4 or 5 weeks,
you just rated that, didn't you?
Oh, there's a picture of it on Facebook. So apparently I had one of them cheap hand spreaders. And Whitney took a picture. There was tiger stripes. And I didn't fully do it correctly. So it was like, and you can see it where I was turning because it veered off. But yeah, some lines are crooked. But it was tiger stripes because I didn't get everything overlapped. So I didn't do a very good job. But I'm doing great today, guys.
Man, he's
got
a good move.
Yeah. Look at the awesome shirt. Let's see that shirt. Show the people your shirt.
Oh, OG right here.
Southern Hibachi.
Sounds like I'll probably stick around for that.
Southern Hibachi.
That's right.
Doesn't it say Southern Hibachi?
No, it doesn't.
It should.
It should.
Yeah, it should.
It's the best Hibachi around.
Let's open one and just call it Southern Hibachi. How about that?
Call it Jimmy Hannes.
You just gave away. I watched a YouTube video last night talking about Pizza Hut and Domino's Pizza, how they got started. And that's about how they got started, Jamie, with what you just said. If we took the Waffle House theme and turned it into the, I think it actually would have to be somebody's credit for that idea, but the Hibachi of the South, I think it's beautiful.
I was like,
Jimmy Hannes.
One of my favorite spoof movies of all time is, what's the star?
Scary movie.
No, the Star Wars spoof.
Moonballs?
Oh, yeah.
My favorite spoof from that spoof movie is they have a bad guy, Jabba, or Pizza the Hut.
Pizza the Hut.
And that's a great character. Remember, he got locked in his limo and ate himself.
Oh, yeah. Oh, pizza. Yeah, because he had, like, cheese falling in it, bubbling.
You know the people back there doing a second one now.
Oh, yes.
There is another sequel coming out this Friday.
Yep.
Do you know what comes out this Friday on Netflix?
Happy Gilmore.
Oh, I'm excited about that.
You know, they had to go back and rewrite that whole movie because of what's his name?
Lando Calrissian?
No, not Lando.
Same guy.
You know, the one that tried to play golf. What's his name?
Chubbs.
Yeah, Chubbs.
That's Lando Calrissian, isn't it?
I'll have to look.
That's the one from Rocky.
Yes.
Withers.
Yeah.
It's the same guy.
Is he alright?
No, Lando was played by
Billy Dee Williams plays Lando.
He does.
You're going to argue with that nerd over
there. I know. But Mars and Luke's style. Wes is just a nerd.
There's no certain nerd. I'm just a general nerd.
He's also a Predator, too. Don't forget about that.
Oh, yeah. He's awesome in Predator.
He was cut, too.
Oh, he was.
That's how he lost his
head. He looked at Predator and said, it's all in the hips.
That's where he lost his name. It was actually Predator, not Alligator.
Yeah.
Look, he got killed by a Predator and a Russian.
And now,
His head killed him. His dead head, because he fell out the window when he popped it up, opened that trunk. The alligator ended up killing him, too. You know?
Yes, it did. It took his hand and it killed him.
Yep.
Man, it scared him.
So he had some pretty epic deaths.
Yes.
When he did.
Gary Paxton. Gary Paxton had tons of
accidents. No, the best death in any movie was Pee Wee Herman and Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, yes.
Did Father hit the wall and come back?
Y'all went way nerd on that.
That's awesome. You ever seen that?
That's a good movie.
I got to say something, too.
Oh, boy, you're full of it tonight. I'm full of it.
He's got that.
Gary voice. Just now watched.
I was going to say the same
thing. Okay, Gary just now watched Band of Brothers.
It was awesome. How many people were in it.
Yes.
The guy from France was in it.
You waited so long that the people involved in the movie were dead, and the people that acted were almost dead.
Exactly. That made it feel even more.
It wasn't the movie. But on
a serious note, Gary, our grandfather was at Masculine.
Yes, he was.
But yeah, he's going to try the Pacific.
Pacific's not near as good.
It's not
near
as good, but it's
not good.
It's good. You got to watch it.
Movie that show you got me watching is pretty good. Rogue Heroes.
It'd be in the top five war movies for me.
Then you got that. All right, so what's your top five?
War show.
Yeah.
War
Epics. Oh, War Epics. Okay, so I got Saving Private Ryan.
Jamie's thinking of the porn version of each of these.
Yes,
I was. I'm thinking Brian Pratt. That's all I feel.
So you don't have five. So you still have five.
I have five. Thin Red Line was pretty good. Black Hawk Down. Hold on.
Somebody checking.
The guy, Born to Kill's on the Full Metal Jacket. Full Metal Jacket's got to be.
Yes. What about Platoon?
Platoon was okay. And what was the one with the guy
going through the
Apocalypse Now was just weird.
It was just weird
for me. But yeah, that's top five right there.
What's the one with
you got five
Tim Elliott? They're in the Mel Gibson.
We were soldiers.
Good. That was really good.
I got one I'm gonna throw up. Well, hold on, let's let Wes. Wes, you got a couple more that we
did. Good Morning America.
Good morning, Vietnam.
I will say one of mine. Once you move it to everybody, so I see you got something.
No, go ahead.
You're just showing Wes.
Enemy at the Gate.
There we go.
Okay. Yeah.
Enemy at the Gate was great.
Yeah.
Oh, it was. I love that. That's another one of my favorites.
That should fix it. If somebody will let me know if the audio's better. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It should be, though. I checked it before.
I'm going to say Rogue Heroes is
way
up there.
Oh, what about the fake one, Quentin Tarantino?
Inglorious Bastards.
But it is a really good movie.
That is a good movie.
Dirty Dozen.
Dirty Dozen. That's old school there.
Yeah, you've never seen Dirty Dozen, have you?
What's the one Clint Eastwood directed?
I think I have. I'm trying to look up one. I got one. I can't think of his name.
What's the one Clint Eastwood directed? There's one he did that was really good, too, and I do not remember.
You know what I don't like is one where he's a drill sergeant and it's like in the 80s and we go to Panama.
Oh, look, we don't have Stripes. We forgot Stripes. Marty's not here.
And this is his time.
Hold on. We're going to bring up Marty. What movie would you? Stripes. I'm going with Stripes.
Marty's time to shine and he failed.
He's waited 3 years to be able to contribute to a movie discussion. Yes. His top five are Stripes, Stripes right. 2, oh, Stripes
on.
3.
Hold on. We missed one.
The Patriot.
Top Gun.
Top Gun 2.
Top Gun 2, Maverick.
Rambo. Yeah.
That's more of an anarchy.
The Patriot. Movie.
Would you consider Predator? Predator was a war movie because that was the basis of it. They were in the jungle.
Gary.
All right, about A Few Good Men? That was sort of war-ish. That was
war. There was no
war. There was, because you can't handle the truth.
Gary, you're going way off script here. Had a script.
Hacksaw Ridge.
Hamburger Hill.
Hacksaw Ridge is the one Clint Eastwood directed.
That's where that boy was climbing up the face. Yeah,
in reality, it was only like 20 feet up.
Yeah, but they portrayed it like it was thousands.
What is the Pacific one with Nicolas Cage?
Midway?
Wind Talkers?
Midway.
Wind Talkers is good.
Yeah, Pearl Harbor was pretty daggum good.
People don't like that because they said it wasn't accurate. Like the people that were there apparently said
I'll tell you a very good slow war movie is what did Japan call their
sniper? How about Sniper?
Sniper was a good one.
What was the one with Mark Wahlberg? He gets left behind as a soldier. In Iraq.
Con Air is Con Air.
That was a good one. What was that one?
Con Air,
because it's a true story.
The guy in this is a new one.
Yeah, newer one, yes.
It's probably like 2018.
No. There's one from like last year. I watched the whole movie.
No, that's the one where his interpreter got left behind.
Yes.
That's really good.
That was Madonna's ex. Yes. Oh, man.
Did y'all like Jarhead?
Garbage. No, I didn't.
It was weird.
So the one I'm talking about was The Emperor's New Groove or something like that. What that one? It was something about the Emperor. But it was McDouglas. When they landed in Japan and how they restructured, they basically put the emperor on trial.
Lone Survivor. That's pretty good.
That is an excellent movie.
Another really good war movie. Gene Hackman, Owen Wilson. One where he crashes the fighter jet
and they go after Serbia.
That was a good movie. That wasn't Black Hawk Down, but it was about the same time as Black Hawk Down.
I was going to say that was a late 90s movie, wasn't it?
That was based on a true story,
I don't think it was.
Hold on.
I wouldn't have picked Owen Wilson.
571.
That was a good one.
That had Bon Jovi in it. That was a submarine.
All right. Then on Apple TV was, I think it's called Greyhound.
McHale's Navy was good. McHale's Navy.
There's a lot.
Gilligan's Island. That was amazing. What's the one with the gulag? Hogan's Heroes.
Probably the best war movie ever was MASH. MASH, yes.
The movie, but okay. Look, we've been on this.
Okay, everybody has left.
Look. No, actually, Chill Wheel's still in there. Rainbow's here. Kelly's Heroes. Yep. Okay. All right.
Yeah, we got everybody talking about it. Look at there.
Yeah.
Patton and Kelly's Heroes.
All right. I'm going to read this exactly as it's written. A county in Arkansas that has been poor for decades could see a revival.
Any of them.
Due to Donald Trump's tariffs on foreign steel create more incentives for domestic producers. Mississippi County, Arkansas. We are the steel producing capital of the world, boys and girls, right here in Mississippi County. But people are not moving. Mississippi County. I'm telling you now, they're moving to Manila. They're moving to Marion. They're moving to Jonesboro.
They're moving around.
They're moving around, but Osceola is not thriving because of this.
I thought they were booming a little bit because of the steel mill.
Steel boom. No, I mean, they're good at jobs, but.
You know why? Those steel mills are basically a small community within themselves. They have restaurants, doctors, and everything there on site.
Yeah.
If you go out there, it's like you're in a different world. Is you're not in the hood anymore.
I think it's because you also get, they have a lot of crazy hours. Like they work long hours. Long.
So like
I make a lot of money.
I'll leave the name out of it, but I work at I'm not in the facility, but I work at a medical facility.
The one you stole money from as a child?
I stole money from as a child.
Yep.
And
It is a community. It is. I mean, they have their own police. They have their own. I mean, they have restaurants. They have.
I can't figure out why they're not going to have their own Chick-fil-A and they're building across the street.
When you go in there, there's a roundabout, and there is every.
Hold up, y'all got to walk around roundabout.
The roundabout.
No, I don't know about you. I'm sick of these damn roundabouts.
I am too. But every day they set up little trucks, little food trucks. They come and set up.
So y'all go over and get them.
Food we truck. Can't because it's on campus. We can't.
I guarantee you, in Memphis, there's way more wrecks and roundabouts in Memphis than anywhere else in the U.S. I guarantee.
That's because they think on a roundabout you're supposed to squeal tires and drift all around. That's the Memphis version. It's the drift about.
It's the Memphis drift about.
They're about to have one right here in West. One of five right here in West Memphis where they're routing traffic over by the QT.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that what they're doing over there?
Yeah, they're putting the first of many driftabouts.
We do not have the capabilities for roundabouts in my neck of the woods. It's
circles are confusing. You know?
Y'all driven around Conway. Conway has a bunch of them.
They do.
Why?
And
why?
Look, when I'm riding like with my wife, she wants to be like real patient and wait for people to go by. I'm like, no, dear, you just jump in when you get in. And you got to take it. You can be an aggressive driver. Because we'd be sitting there, traffic backed up. I'm like, you got to go.
Do we blame England on these roundabouts? What, they got that one famous one?
They didn't learn from Chevy Chase in European Vacation where he went around Big Ben about.
Maybe that's what they want. Maybe that's what they want. Yeah, maybe that's what they want.
We revolted for a reason. We did not want roundabouts.
We did not want roundabouts.
And they drive on the wrong side. So, you know.
Take your roundabout and go home.
Exactly. I think it's actually, you know, a conspiracy on the gas companies. You know, you slowing down like that and going on the roundabout, you're going to have to pay more in gas because you got to stop.
That's what they have in Canada in the roundabouts.
Roundabouts.
With their flappy heads.
They do.
So last week we talked about Brigitte and Emmanuel Macron. He is the prime minister of France.
He's the first minister, prime minister.
He's the first lady. Yeah, first lady. How are you going to do it? Anyway, they have now filed suit against Candace Owens over her preposterous claim that French first lady was born a man.
Question. Do you file suit in France?
You know, that's a good question because it's hard to, like,
yeah, but you're not a citizen of the United States. How are you filing suit against the U.S.?
Yeah, how do lawsuits work internationally?
Right.
I mean, for real.
Well, I mean, it's almost impossible what I've always heard.
Really the backdoor, man.
We got one.
Right now he's a cameraman.
Technical difficulties occur.
But yeah, I don't understand how international law works, you know. How can you try, you know, war crimes?
Let's see what it says here.
You know?
French President Emmanuel Macron and his wife Bridget today filed a defamation lawsuit against Candace Owens over the U.S. commentator's preposterous claim that the French first lady was born a man. I think it's more preposterous that somebody called her a woman.
Here is the problem with this. Now, with them filing a lawsuit, she has to prove it.
Well, they lost the lawsuit.
She has to prove it. Now.
Look,
yeah,
Gary, to answer your question, they filed a 218-page lawsuit in Delaware on Wednesday.
Delaware.
That's Biden's home state, isn't it? Accusing the right-wing podcaster of publishing outlandish, defamatory, and far-fetched fictions that fueled a lie-filled campaign of global humiliation.
And you know, if she is actually a female, Candace Owens deserves it. She won betting on it that she's a man.
She won $100,000 from Morris.
But like at this point, now it becomes what do they call it? I can't remember the word. But it's legally binding where she has to.
That's why they sued her, because they already lost one lawsuit. They can't prove she's a woman.
So what do they do? She go out there and raise her dress to show her.
You get Dundee. Mangina? What was his name? Dundee comes and grabs her and tells you.
Get Trump. Trump walk up and say,
Trump will know.
Trump will say, give me a minute. That feels like a penis.
That's been long ago. They could do DNA tests though. Check her chromosome.
You can check the chromosomes.
Wouldn't it be crazy if she had an extra one?
Then how do you proceed?
That's so wrong.
Then do we check?
I absolutely love. Bigfoot and Downsy. That is the greatest thing AI has ever created.
It needs to be like a good cop, bad cop series.
Oh my gosh. Downsy. Yeah. Bigfoot, I'm telling you.
But Downsy's the bad cop. He's the bad cop.
He's hilarious.
Experts warn the Who, not the ones that sing music, but experts warn of another global epidemic as rare virus spreads to new areas. The World Health Organization has issued an urgent call for action as cases of, all right, I'm going to let y'all read it right here.
Super fruit hydration.
No, that word. Chikungunya.
Ooh.
Chikungunya virus is spread primarily.
Chikungunya.
By the Aedes mosquito species, nearly half a million people became infected between.
Hell, I can't spell mosquito, but less the rest of it.
Chikungunya. Infections are most common in Asia, Africa, and South America. Though,
so sounds like we'll call it the Asian virus again. It's a China virus.
The Asian virus.
Mm,
there you go.
So we've gotten past the whole monkeypox thing.
Yeah, well, when people started making it a homosexual thing, they moved on quick. They were like, nope, we want no part of it.
No part of it. The virus can cause symptoms like fever, joint pain, and life-threatening complications related to the heart.
It sounds like getting old.
It sounds like I got joint pain. I
have fever, headaches, joint pain.
I have the symptoms already.
Hey, that's
and we got mosquitoes, that's too.
Like a normal day for me.
I mean.
No doubt.
Jeez. Yeah, normally joint pain is when I can't find my joint. Yeah.
That took a minute, Jamie.
That was your joke, Renee.
It's a national holiday today. National Gorgeous Grandma Day is celebrated annually on July 23rd. Show some love and appreciation. Let grandmothers in your life know how much they mean to you. Wait a minute. That's a Gorgeous Grandma Appreciation Day.
It can only be gifts, huh?
Yeah. So who's your Uno gift, your premier gift?
I don't think about it.
I don't know.
But I'll tell you, Pam Anderson and Liam Neeson have a little relationship going on. She's older enough to be a gift now.
Raquel Welch.
Oh, Raquel Welch was gorgeous. That's older lady.
I don't know any old ladies anymore.
You like Cloris Leachman from Golden Girls?
I guess.
What about Sandra Bullock? How old is she? Is she grandma age yet?
Is she
so we're going grandma age, not necessarily grandma.
Halle Berry's still hot, ain't she?
Who?
Holly Berry.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Holly Berry will be high 30 years after she's the 60.
All right, what age are we going to say gift meets
60.
Gift? It's got to be over 60. 60. Yeah, 60. All right, 50, Bullock, 50, Bullock 60. Is 60.
60. It's got to be 60.
Yeah, got to be 60.
I got to go with Rachel.
Who?
Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston's probably 58. She's probably not 60, you're right.
Julianne Moore is 64.
I was never a fan.
Courtney Cox?
She's 61, but she is.
Is Jamie Gertz still hot? Jamie Gertz, you remember Star from The Lost Boys? She was also in a bunch of TV shows. I always thought she was hot.
Jamie Lee Curtis?
You're making names.
Look up Jamie Gertz.
Jamie Gertz.
It's Jamie. It'll
be a picture of me, Gertz.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Gertz.
Jamie Lee Curtis would be a good looking
lady. Yeah.
G-E-R-T-Z. You're just making up names.
That's his real world. Yes, it is.
You see her. She was in a bunch of shows. Oh, yes.
I recognize her.
She was also in Twister. She was with
Bill. She's 59. She don't meet.
Don't meet the criteria.
I didn't know who she was, but yeah, she's.
Hey, what about that blonde chick that was in Twister? What was her name?
Helen Hunt.
Helen Hunt
wasn't hot.
Oh, yes, she was.
No.
Halle Berry, though, is Helen Halle Berry.
Helen Hunt made my penis say,
She was born in 66. Does that make her 60, maybe?
Yes.
It looked at me as
60.
Whatever. It looked at me and said, whatever. What are you going to do?
She's 58. Halle Berry doesn't meet it, but she's.
She's close enough.
We said
60. We said 60. Let's see who else.
Madonna.
No.
Pam Anderson. I think she's over.
All right, Pam Anderson.
I got one. And I'm standing on business.
Pam Anderson's 58.
Roseanne Barr.
No.
Oh, God.
Standing on business.
Actually, baby. Roseanne's better today than she was. Dolly Parton.
Oh, Dolly. How about Reba McEntire?
Reba.
Completely unattractive.
Y'all, we just lost so many people watching.
So we did
talk about old hot lady.
Who's your favorite hot grandmother?
Yeah.
Andy put in McDowell's, the chat. Mr. Mom said that.
Susan Lucci. Grandmother.
Who's gorgeous. Susan Lucci? Gorgeous. I've heard that name before.
Susan Lucci. You don't know who Susan Lucci is?
Daytime show.
I know. That's probably.
Yeah, she was on daytime soap operas.
Whoopi Goldberg. Oh, God.
All right, this is going south fast.
I just went back to the Predator movie.
bad news for a superintendent who was offered a $150,000 a year job. His offer was rescinded when he was using the word ladies in an email to his colleagues. The school administrator who had a $151,000 job offer rescinded after using the word ladies to his woke colleagues and suffered another blow after a judge threw it out. He wrote ladies. Did he just use the word ladies?
Did he say gentlemen and ladies or just?
No, just
ladies. Can I say something? I work for a very, very, very liberal company.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. And I have been almost fired multiple times. And I mean, like when I say almost fired, I've been on the carpet and they called HR and we've sat in the meetings because I cannot help myself. I say, ma'am.
And I get in trouble for saying ma'am?
Yes, I have. Three times.
Somebody actually gets on to you for it?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I've been before HR three times because I said ma'am. And in fact, every time I had to take a stupid test that, you know, I go through
all these.
So what's wrong with saying ma'am?
Because that's not their pronoun is what I was
told. Oh, so you said it to the wrong people.
Yeah, I said it to a
dude.
No, a female that identifies as a male.
You said man is what I was saying. Yeah. I said man.
Man.
I said yes, man is what I said.
Do they have like on their name tag what they
want
to be called?
No, it's no. But they do have it in our messenger system. I will put.
I think it's okay if you miscall their pronouns if they have it listed on their chest. That way we all know.
What I've started doing is overcorrecting on my wokeness with my company. So anytime they like something comes up, I will go overboard.
Of course you will.
Like, I'm sure you do.
I cannot wait for Columbus Day to come up because I'm going to put Happy Indigenous Day.
You're smart like that, Tim.
Yeah. Okay, look, me and Andy were sitting there looking at the computer today. We have this new program where like you can get badges and send.
That's like Discord.
It is just like Discord. But he walked in. I said, we have to get in on this. He said, that's stupid as hell. I said, I know it is. Our corporate people will advance people for being doing this stupid shit. we'll have offices full of stupid people who like to do give badges and comment on pictures.
Speaking of stupid crap, we got a lot going on these next few weeks. Not everybody, but this weekend, Wes and I, me and Brother Fortenberry, I would love for Gary to join us, but he said he can't.
I cannot.
He did not say I would love for
you already told me you couldn't either. You had said
well he did too, but you
but now he's legend of Jeff.
Yeah, but I think yours is more firm than his.
Yes, I'm flying.
But we will be traveling to Old Glory Distillery. We will be meeting up with, if he's still in the chat, Dave Bogusman will be there. Some other legends will be there.
Yes.
We will have Major Zero will be there. Daniel Beasley. You guys don't know who it is, he'll be there.
Major Zero swear I'm not there because it's fun.
Yep.
We will be
basically doing a distillery takeover at Old Glory. Then 2 weeks from now, we will be at Lynchburg doing a very similar event.
I'm excited about that one too.
August 8th, 9th.
I will miss that one as well.
Yep. There's birthdays involved with that one.
Yes, I have birthdays.
Gary, you can come to that one if you
want. I can more likely come to the August 8th and 9th.
Yeah.
Because
we'll be in Lynchburg.
How far is Lynchburg?
About 3.5 hours.
What if me? I have a Friday night dinner for birthday.
Uh huh.
What if me and you jump up Saturday morning and haul ass to
Lynchburg?
I'm not leaving till Saturday morning.
That's fine.
When you coming home?
Early Sunday morning, probably.
You know what? Let me see if I can
do this.
I may switch it to Friday, but if not, maybe you guys come up Saturday. Mm-hmm. But yes, we will be in Lynchburg. There will be a bottle share that evening. We are squires. We're going to be going. Wes, you'll be a squire for nice over with. And we'll be there checking in. So if anybody in Lynchburg want to come up, meet us at Lynchburg, join us. Let me go. I'm gonna go to the chat. Also, after this, we'll be on with the Bourbon Legends.
Wes, I'm telling you, in Discord. Be careful that they're gonna get you down there and take your anal candies.
What is that, Jamie? What is that?
What is that, like Cocoa Puffs? I don't know.
His little cherries.
All right. Anybody else got anything else want to talk about? I'm gonna hit this out button.
Like, I don't know. We just started talking about little cherries. Should we really go out on that?
We really didn't talk about Ozzy. You know what?
Oh, let's do it. Let's talk about Ozzy a little bit.
Okay, good. We ain't going out on my cherries. Good dude. No.
Your cherries.
Your Cocoa Puffs. Thank you.
So yeah, you know, well, we still talk to people. You just took the people up there and said, let's do the chat. You're going to
talk about Ozzy.
I mean, just like, you know, God bless Ozzy. You know, I remember my mother-in-law said he did headbanging music, but when she was in the 70s, it probably was. By the time he came out of classic rock.
He bit the
head
off a bat.
But it was on accident, though. He thought it was a prop.
He did. He did.
I thought it was
one of the greatest stories ever.
But he ended up having to get rabies shots and stuff.
What about the Osbourne show that came from that? You know, we got to meet him. It was a great show. Yeah. And Sharon Osbourne become like
everybody
later years. Yeah, she didn't give a damn. She going to tell you what she really thinks.
Exactly.
That show made her Martha Stewart, essentially.
Yes, it did.
Then she went on The View.
Yeah,
and she said, "Forget all you View folks.
I'm
done with
you." I'm gone.
But then her daughter somehow managed to get fame, and she's just
her daughter went from to kind of little fit now.
But the
her daughter went from to
So
what's your favorite?
She actually kind of hot.
What's your favorite Ozzy song? I mean.
Oh,
Mama, I'm coming home.
That's got to be.
It's got to be.
No, Mama, I'm coming home.
Mama, I'm coming home.
Crazy Train is probably my favorite.
No,
we're divided. We are.
We are divided.
We are a patio.
I will bring
divided.
Up my nerdum here, but also Iron Man. You know,
Iron Man.
I don't know though. Mama, I'm coming.
Mama, coming home. I don't know what the actual name of that is. Is it Mama coming home?
Was that one of the last albums?
Look,
was it
in the 80s, they named everything after whatever the chorus was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, Mama, I'm coming out. That's probably the name of it.
Oh, Ozzy. LSD really didn't treat him well.
Totally, yeah, it is. Mama, I'm coming home.
What do you think the greatest album ever was?
Album?
Ever?
10? Pearl Jam 10.
I'm going to go Appetite for Destruction.
No, Pearl Jam 10.
That's a good one. Jeez.
Pearl Jam 10 is the
greatest. I'm going to say Appetite for Destruction.
You almost got to talk about genres because.
Album.
AC/DC Live from the 90s was a great album.
AC/DC Back in Black.
But Live.
Fire.
Live had that on.
Oh, what about the Black album of Metallica?
Metallica Black album.
I listened to that thing front to back.
The Chronic is one of the best albums.
Oh, it is. Yeah. It is.
What about Eminem? I was just going to say Eminem.
Curtain Call.
We could have done this on second episode, Jim. We got another episode.
All right.
Too late. We're live.
Forget audio
improved on that one.
The Eagles Hotel California.
Thriller.
Hotel California.
Thriller Beat It. I guess that was Thriller album. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, Thriller album.
Mm-hmm.
They don't.
I'm telling you, you almost got a genre.
They don't produce
albums. Led Zeppelin has some great albums.
They do.
Now just have one good song.
But yeah, there'll be a couple of them, but not like.
That Jelly Roll, the Whissett Chapel
Josh
one,
Ritz
is really
CCR.
Good.
CCR.
The Chronicle.
Clearwater.
Credence.
Garth Brooks album, or the album that had
Garth Rodeo Brooks Live. Rodeo it was a double
Rodeo,
live.
Rodeo.
Well, then you had Garth Brooks Live that had all those.
It was a compilation album and more like a great
album. Yeah, but those.
All right, I'm gonna
Kenny Chesney compilation album.
I'm going to go Chris. Off subject here a little. Off. Era, what y'all talking about? I'm gonna say Alanis Morissette, Jagged Little Pill
was really good.
There's like two or three songs though, man.
There was like three good songs.
That whole album wasn't like you just listen to it and restart it.
No,
back then we had to listen to albums though,
because
you had a tape and you had to play through the whole tape. Then CDs came around and it was a little bit better. But now you basically make you a playlist.
Pearl Jam 10 has one of the greatest albums from top.
You can't understand what he's saying.
I'm gonna say Metallica Black. That actually made
Nirvana. You go back to Nirvana. If you want to talk about albums that changed things, Nirvana, Teen Spirit album, first grunge,
Idiot.
Chronic changed everything for Dre. Eminem's album changed everything. Tupac. There's certain albums you look back, at least for me, and it was like that's when things kind of were starting to change.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to do an album.
Tupac changes.
We're going to be the Fat Boys of 2025. Because that was like during rap time.
We went through this. As we go off the air,
Aerosmith. Aerosmith's album, that one of their last albums they made.
Oh, yes, the last good one that was in the late 90s.
Silverstone was in. Alicia Silverstone was in. The video. That was a good one. Whipped everybody off the interstate.
Yeah, crazy Gary saying. Yeah.
So, as we go off the air, what's your favorite album? I think we've talked about a bunch.
I'm gonna play that. I'm gonna hit the end button. We're gonna play. All
right. Wes is right.
Save me from my own pride. Change me for my final ride. Oh, walk me to the riverside. And lead me while my mother cries. 'Cause somebody done took from an outlaw. Take my picture down from the courthouse wall. I'm living in the clouds and I ain't gonna fall. Somebody done saved this outlaw.